Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to bump. It's time to thump. It's time to bludge. The best of bludging on the blind side.
Roy, this is a story that's going to bring a tear to your eye, I know. Because we're talking about Joey Leilua.
Oh, Joey Leilua, yes. Yeah,
he's set to transform himself into a prop.
Is he really?
In an everything-you-can-eat bid to earn an NRL deal. Now, we've had some wonderful stories of triumphs over adversity. Remember the bulldog who had to sleep in the panel beaters?
Yes.
You know, sick room.
That's right. After with the fumes and all of that. Yeah.
The paint, the tube pack.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other... You know, injury, people overcoming injury, all sorts of injuries in strange and unusual ways.
Yes, and that problem we had before of the winger trapped in a prop's body.
Now, this appears to be...
Or a prop trapped in a winger's body, I think the issue was. And then someone raised the issue of might have been the chief in Newcastle who started life as a winger and ended up front row.
Well, Joey started off as a winger in his younger years.
Did he really?
Younger, yes. Yeah. Leilua's management has been marketing the off-contract centre as a front row forward, and the unwanted Tiger is poised to reinvent himself as up-front man.
So his manager is selling him now as a prop forward, even though he's never played.
He's never played it.
Right. he's just eating a lot to...
Get there.
To look like one. Is that it?
I think so.
Well, why? The manager thinks he can get more money...
I think so.
...for him as a prop.
Prop, yeah.
Yeah, than a winger.
I think he would be absolutely devastating in the middle, says his agent Paul Sutton.
Paul Sutton,
there aren't too many better ball runners than him in the game, and he'll have no trouble making the switch.
Right.
He's weighing at 106 kilograms and standing 186 centimetres. The former winger.
Yes.
So this edgeitis, I think it's got a technical name, edgeitis propitis.
Yes.
Dysmorphia. This is the first known case of it that's been sort of spoken about publicly, as you and I are doing.
Yeah.
A lot of people have it, but they don't know they have it.
Didn't our commentator here on this particular network, who looks at the rugby league, Luke Lewis, didn't he start as a winger and ended up in the forward pack? Not in the front row.
No.
But in the forward
I think you're right.
But it doesn't happen very often.
No. It's hard to do.
Yeah, I think Sludge Rogers might have gone from, he could play anywhere. I think he ended up playing, I want to say, lock.
Now, it's different if they can play anywhere. A lot of players can do that.
Yeah.
But it's hard to acquire the skills to be a winger and then a prop.
Oh, almost impossible.
Now, the former winger is already bigger than some props, including people like Aidan Tolman.
Is he bigger than Aidan Tolman?
It's hard to imagine. Adolf Finucane. And he is about to get bigger. Without a deal and eyeing off a Super League switch, Leilua will bulk up to become like Jason Tamalolo.
Whoa.
And earn himself a new deal in the NRL. He could easily put on size, but I think he's already plenty big enough. He's already 110. He has both the size and the motor to play prop or in the back row.
Right.
Now, the former Raiders wrecking ball never wanted to be a back. He was always a back rower, he was always a forward.
Yeah.
He played plenty of prop, but was always an edge back rower when he got to the Roosters.
Right.
It was only the fact that he played on the wing as an under 18 in a grand final that turned him into a back. Chance is a weird thing, isn't it?
Isn't it ever? So he doesn't like the edge. He doesn't see himself as a natural edge player.
He doesn't like it.
He's not an edge player.
He
wants to be in the middle.
He can't handle the abyss
on the
other side.
The abyss of the edge.
Yes, that's right. You've summed up beautifully. Now, people saw how good he was out wide and it stuck. I mean, that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
People have got fixed minds, haven't they?
They do. When you see a good edge player, you only see him as an edge player.
That's true. So he has never had a chance to prove himself as a forward. Some predicted a move into the middle would help Leilua capture the type of form that helped take the Raiders to the grand final in 2018. You forget that, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do. It'd be an interesting question to put to a lot of wingers. I mean, hands up all you – get all the wingers together. Hands up, who'd like to be a prop?
Well,
I think you'd be surprised the number of –
people.
The number of wingers who'd put their hand up.
Well, you see, that's that quote, isn't it?
Because it's the glamour of the prop. The glamour
of
the scrum.
Big bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, the glamour of the scrum. I want to just be close.
I just want to stick my head in.
That's right. I want to hit somebody in there.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know.
I want to be in the engine room. The engine room.
That's right. Now, people point out that forwards win matches, but then the backs determined by how many.
Yeah.
See, that's what the glamour is.
Yes.
You're winning the match.
You're setting a platform.
Exactly, setting a platform.
You've got to set a platform, don't you?
Now, can I come to
Wingers
a...
don't set platforms.
No,
they
just...
can't.
Now, speaking of that, can I highlight the work of Blake Ferguson, one of the rooftop two?
Yes.
Now, he is...
He couldn't set a platform.
Well, he's a big bloke,
though. He's a big bloke, but is he interested in becoming a prop? Has he said anything to you?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't. And he's thinking about playing rugby union, which gives you an idea of how...
What, as a prop?
Yeah.
No, well, he wouldn't survive. They've got a real scrum in rugby union.
Now, coming back to Joey, he's a player that needs to be involved. Mm. He needs to get the ball in his hands, and he would get plenty of that by making the switch. Now we come to...
Ball in his hands. What, he's going to get the ball in his hands more often as a prop than he would...
Well, this is an odd way...
I suppose early in the set, he'd run the ball up, I suppose. He'd be guaranteed at least one run every set.
He would.
Whereas if you're on the wing, sometimes the ball doesn't get out there.
I know. Someone
so, you know, you can go one or two sets and the ball... Give us the ball!
Well, how often has Hayes Dunster touched the ball since he began playing rugby league?
Yeah.
Hardly at all.
Hardly at all. Hardly at all.
She can camp out there and bludge on the blind side.
Yes. Just make up the numbers.
Yeah. Especially if the halves are only going right with the passes and you're on the left.
That's right. That's right. Put it in, Dunster. What have you done today, Dunster?
Give us the ball.
That's the thing about Dunster. He never has to have his shorts washed, does he?
He doesn't. No. But you see Blake Ferguson do busts, which
you think,
why didn't he work closer in?
Yeah.
You know, permanently, as opposed to closer...
Ah.
He comes into that position, often early in the tackle count.
Right.
And tries to play like a prop.
Okay.
But he just doesn't discipline himself to be there all the time. Mm. I'm not saying...
You're suggesting Blake Ferguson might be an edge player.
I am.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the only one who's observed
Put him in
this.
The second row and have him work the right edge.
I'd love to get the thoughts on the continued, the 8 hours.
I mean, the 8 hours coming up. Well, yeah, that's a thought
big topic.
For him, yeah.
A real thought.
Should Blake Ferguson be put on the edge?
The best of bludging on the blind side. Bludgers, want to arrive in style for a big night in a car that has a rugby league twang? Why not get the car and driver package from Cook Cars? All the Cook drivers are ticketed first-grade rugby league players who arrive on time, kitted out in their playing strip for that special rugby league event discount. Just mention to the captain that you listen to Bludging on the Blind Side.
Obviously, things are changing. I just worry about the change in circumstances in which we're playing football, all codes, and the desire to change the rules at the same time. Now, before you chime in here, and I've got to ask, did you know about this before you took the job as the biosecurity expert?
No.
Because it does bring into account a lot of things, you know, which may be, you know, germane to work as the biosecurity.
Yeah.
Clubs have been warned that repeat six again infringements for professional fouls will see referees award penalties, allaying concerns that teams may deliberately give away repeat sets on their own line without the risk of giving away two points in tight games. Now, this is a very difficult thing. It's untried.
Mm.
I don't think any of the rugby league competitions in the world have it.
No, they don't.
It's completely subjective.
Yes.
How big a problem is it, Roy?
Yeah.
How big a problem is it?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. Well, for a start, you've got just one referee...
Well, that was the next bit I was coming to.
You know, so that makes it much more difficult, and it's a judgment call.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, this is a green light, as I said to you privately. It's a green light for what I'd call penalty pullers to emerge in the game, your Tony Hearn types. You know, so it's going to be run the ball up, you know, run the ball up four times maybe, sometimes five, and then get the penalty. Or the six again, because you've got your penalty puller always takes the ball up on the fifth tackle and draws the penalty or draws the infringement, because that's what they're good at. And that's what coaches will be training people to do. And it wouldn't surprise me if Tony Hearn is brought in
as a special
coach, assistant coach, to coach in this manner. Mm. I mean, rugby league coaches aren't idiots. You know, Bellamy...
The first person Bellamy is going to call when he heard that this rule was coming in would have been Tony Hearn. Tony, what are you doing? Can you come down and talk to the players?
Mm. How did you do it?
How did you do it?
Let's look at some tape.
Yeah.
This is you in action,
yes.
State of Origin.
Yes.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Now, can I come to the
which is a blight on the game, HG. Nobody liked penalty pullers.
No.
They were hated.
Yeah.
Everyone hated Tony Hearn.
Yeah. Especially in New South Wales. Now, repeat offenders will be sin-binned.
Sin-binned.
The same rule will apply to players who would commit a professional foul. Secondly, the NRL has given touch judges the power to... Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Touchies. Getting touches involved.
Oh, this is a big mistake.
Oh, no. Remember the days, HG, when the touchy would come in holding a flag up? And totally ignored for 20 minutes, standing there. I mean, that's what it's going to return to, because with one referee, you can't expect one referee to keep his eye out all the time, see what touch he's up to.
You know, in the
he's too busy policing the penalty pullers. Right.
Of course, in the AFL, don't give that power to the boundary umpire, because you'll have Bamford types running on and pestering.
Showboating.
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 Alan Bamford was the biggest showboater on the line
he
I
was.
Ever saw. Now, touch judges are often seen barking orders from the sideline, but they're rarely entered the field to do so. Now, the bunker has also been given additional powers, ordered to monitor rucks and assist the referees when there is a break in play. But the biggest change is the call to give the defending team the ball if the attacking team is seen to be deliberately playing for six again.
I.e. penalty puller.
Yeah, now.
Okay, so if a penalty puller is exposed. But this rarely ever happens, HG. You know, it's the same with football, soccer. So many players deliberately draw a penalty or bung it on, pretend they've been tripped.
To get the
does
penalties,
it ever go anywhere?
The spot kick.
Do you ever see penalties reversed? You don't.
No. No.
You're going to have the same effect. This blight on the game.
Now, then we get the thing about the bunker.
Yeah.
Tweet. The bunker
What's
gets involved.
What's the bunker going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there going to be some sort of Claxton horn or something? Wah, wah, wah.
We're what? Involved.
You know, and then what? Tweet. Hold on, everyone. What's going on? You know, earpiece. What? Mm. Who? Mm. Oh,
no. Then we get to the thing about the one referee.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see the referees have commenced legal proceedings and will consider strike action. Oh, I always love this when referees
go on strike.
That's a boon to the game, not a blight. Amid claims a shift down to one whistleblower will result in the NRL saving no more than $20 per minute in the game time.
Is the Fair Work Commission involved, HG?
They will be. Now, the Professional Rugby League Match Officials Incorporated, though what a great title that is indeed. The Professional Rugby League Match Officials Incorporated, the PRLMO.
When did they come about? Well, they've snuck up on us. How long have they been?
I bet you the
meeting.
They were formed earlier this week. Now, considering industrial action over the NRL's planned officiating changes, the PRLMO believes the lack of consultation constitutes a breach of their enterprise bargaining agreement with that office, and yesterday lodged a dispute notion with the Fair Work Commission.
So they're communists, are they?
Obviously.
Obviously, they're quite socialists in our midst. Mm. Referees!
Saving $20 a minute in the game.
Yep.
Now,
you got to say, is it worth it?
Well, exactly. I mean, I didn't realise how...
Most people would pay $20 a minute, wouldn't they?
They would. They would. I mean, this is just...
Maybe, I don't know if most would, but some would. Now, I think about it. To see two refs out there rather than... You know, embarrassing touches with flags and coming from the bunker and a 20-minute wait while they reset their tapes.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
The best of bludging on the blind side. The Painhouse Art Prize for the best portrait of a player or TikTok effort with rugby league theme is on again. $250,000 is up for grabs in the Haas, the richest rugby league art prize in the world. Have a crack at the Haas, bludgers.
I did want to get to Sticky's comments.
Oh, yes. This is the game's greatest thinker.
The game's greatest thinker indeed.
Yep.
Now, he came out and basically agreed with everything Volandis wants to do.
Really?
Because he, even though he disagrees with it.
Yes.
This is his position.
So he disagrees with Volandis but supports everything he's doing.
I'll support what Peter and the Commission are trying to achieve because I don't like the way our game is heading. Personally, it goes against what I think rugby league should be about.
Whoa. What, the way the game's heading is against rugby, what rugby league is all about?
The game is heading down a path of becoming too defence-oriented and boring.
That's Sticky, the game's greatest thinker. That's a coach. Yeah. That's a coach, a person who has control over these things talking.
Yeah.
He's saying he stuffs coaching by getting the players to play boring and defence-oriented.
Defence-oriented. Dear.
Now, we are a very critical moment, and we need to make the game more entertaining and future-proof it for our next generation. Whoa. Future
more entertaining.
Hang on, with this, the rules we've just outlined, the bunker getting involved, wah, wah, wah. People are going to think that's the future.
Touches with the flag. I mean, pure entertainment. For me, I love nothing more than a touchy running out. You know, what's this about?
Now, I'm sick of coaches getting what they want. That's Stick.
Right.
Because coaches will never have the good of the game as their first priority.
Oh, hello. That's a big call. Maybe that's his philosophy, but most coaches I've known over the years have been
very keen on
making the game better.
There's way too much self-interest in this game. What's good for one club might not be good for the game. While Stewart has privately told Volandis he believes in a two-referee system, he threw his support behind the changes as the game's proud brokers are moving towards eradicating wrestling and sport in the sport.
Oh, dear.
I mean, where... this is about a Sam Newman and his golfing complaints.
It is, isn't it? Just as mad, isn't it?
Yeah, but we've known that about Stick for ages.
Yeah, I didn't realise how mad Sticky had become. But holding those dual things in your mind at the one time, it's always a difficult thing to do. I agree with everything he says, but I disagree with everything he says. That's Sticky, isn't it?
That's Stick all over.
It must make it difficult. Must be hard for the players if he's coaching them. I want you to be defensive but attack.
Well,
I just want you to attack. I just want you to defend. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Players scratching their heads. Mm. No wonder the Viking clap comes as a relief. At least he's shutting up.
As a coach in today's game, you have to spend a large amount of your week in preparation working on wrestling. I mean, is that right?
Wrestling?
A large amount of your time each week.
Oh, well, there is a fair bit of wrestling. I mean, this is Bellamy, isn't it? The Storm started the wrestling business.
If you don't...
Remember Cam grabbing the ears, all that sort of stuff?
The TikTok work. Yeah, one way,
one the other way.
In fact, I saw a clip the other night.
It's funny, isn't it? Great entertainment.
Poor old player, though.
I know.
He's suffering the TikTok effect.
Sure, with ears, two ears torn off.
If you don't, you're only just.
Well, I'm all for weeding that out, that sort of stuff.
Well, it's easy to say no TikToking.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't, you're the only disadvantage your team, this is about the wrestling, and your supporters in not doing everything you can to win. It's become a necessary evil. Making changes is a good thing for all the kids out there buying headgear because of Kalen Ponga.
Dear. Remember in the early days of Super League, HG, remember that blight on the code where they tried to speed the game up? So, you know, they tried to implement, you know, no holding down. As soon as I call held, you've got to get off. And if you don't get off instantly, there's a penalty. It became unworkable.
I know. Well, these are
unworkable.
But these rules have never been tried,
because,
we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. People love the skill of slowing play down. Don't they?
They do.
People love a terrific hit. You know, people love defensive work.
Mm-hmm.
People love a cover tackle.
Mm-hmm.
People love the second and third man in, especially in the opening few minutes of a State of Origin game. You know, more in the better. Who can forget that time when the Kummels were playing England, Great Britain? You know, the fullback from Great Britain got the ball. Suddenly there were 13 Kummels all over him. It was brilliant. That's what people want. That's entertainment. You know, touchies coming in from both sides, two referees not knowing what to do.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop on the bunker. Go back over. You know, brilliant. So it's a fine balance, isn't it? I agree with everything you say. I disagree with everything you say.
Want to get more involved in rugby league? Drop into Rugby League World in Ipswich and talk to the team. No appointment necessary. The best of bludging on the blind side.
For more Roy and HG, search Bludge on the ABC Listen app.